We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Simone Behem Avachaya Tohera, Halacha Dalid, in middle of paragraph Yud Dalid. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 96, the left-hand column, the middle paragraph on the page, Avol. Rav Nosson Zal says, Avolo osid kishiz batla tumo, whereas in the future, when the tumo will be done away with completely, The number of Jews will be like granules of sand by the sea, which cannot be counted, can't be measured, can't be counted. Because then we'll be above counting. The roots of the neshamos of Klal Yisrael, which is the essence of goodness, is above numbers. Ki hem chelek elokam imal. It's a part of Hashem Himself. Sheshom ein shayach mispar. By Hashem, there's no such thing as numbers, as counting. Bibchinas, as it says in the Sefer Yetzirah, velifnei echod ma to sefer. Before one, what do you count? In other words, let's say we talk about creation in this world, the first day of creation, the second day of creation, what was before the first day? We can't put that into words. We can't put that into numbers. Rak machmas shehaneshomois mislapshois bozeh hoyla mamase b'shvil abchira. It's only because of the fact that the neshomois are clothed in bodies in this physical world, so that there should be bechira. That's why we have to be functioning within a number system. How many days? Which day is it? Which week? Which hour? How many trees? How many people? How many fish? Because this physical world that we're living in does work with numbers. V'alkein tekev kishabor Hashem Yisborach esoylam, also tekev cheshben uminyan mehayomim shabor boyim esoylam. That's why as soon as Hashem created this world, He immediately started taking account of the days in which He created the world. Kama shekosm, as the Pasuk says, v'yere v'yvoyker yoyim echod, v'yere v'yvoyker yoyim sheni, v'chen kulam, as so on and so forth. Ki shoyrish hakdusho hu lamala me'amispor. Whereas when we talk about this, the source of Kedusha, where Kedusha comes from, there it's above all the numbers. Bebchinas lifnei echod mato sefer, as it says in the Sefer Yetzirah, what's before one? V'haklipois v'asitrachro shehim hasheker heim lamato me'amispar. Whereas the sitrachro and sheker, they are below the count. They're within the count. Kikvar mavoyer b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Nun Aleph in Likutei Moran, Sheho emes hu echod, v'hasheker hu harbe. Truth is one, falsehood is many. Meaning, for example, ki kishoyimrim al kli kesef hu emes, yef shaloyimar rak shem echod, hainu shu kli kesef. Because if I have a silver cup, and I say this is a silver cup, that's the only thing. I can only say one thing about it. I can only call it a silver cup. Avol sheker, if I want to say something false, something untrue about that, yecholim loymar olav harbe, I can say 50 untruths. Dehainu loymar shehu nechoshes, oy barzel, oy zohov, oy sharshemes. I could say that this is copper, this is steel, this is gold. I can say many things. Ayin Shom, look over there and turn Nun Aleph, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this, v'hovena, and understand this is a very important concept, that in this regard, emes is one, sheker is many. U'machmazeh ha-sheker ein boi misparo minyan klal. And this is why sheker has no number to it. It has no limit to it. The sheker can be a million, a billion. Ki ha-sheker hu bebechinas. Because sheker is like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Hanavi, Kapitel Hey, Upoaro Piho Levli Choik. She shoots off her mouth unlimited, you know, without any measure. Ki ein gvul umispar la sheker. Because to sheker there's no limit how much you can say. Kemoi b'moshelanal, as in the example that we gave, that a silver cup, you want to say the truth about it, it's a silver cup. You want to make a statement that's not true about it, you could make a million statements. She'emes yef shalomer kiyem echot shu kesef, aval sheker yef shalomer shu zov, v'nechoyshes o'etzo yevin, v'shar shemes blimis, are unlimited. V'chein l'moshel she'yet kishyesh l'fonenu chafotzim o'imois b'mispar asora. So too, for example, if I have 10 cups in front of me, or if I have 10 single dollar bills in front of me, kishoimrim ho'emes, when I say the truth, yesh lohem minyan u'mispar, the truth is that there are $10 here, there are 10 cups here. Dahainu shehim b'mispar asora, there's 10. Sheze ho'emes, that's the truth. Avol tekev kisheroitze l'shaker, but if I want to lie, ein lohem shum mispar u'minyan gvul klal, I can say an unlimited number of lies. I can say this, ki sheker yichon loymar shem chamisho, oy shisho, oy esrim, oy shloishim, I can say there's 5 here, 6, 20, 30. Ad bilti gvul v'keitz, unlimited. Nimtza she'ein shir v'kitzba u'minyan gvul la'sheker. So therefore, sheker is unlimited, emes is one, in a certain framework of understanding. V'alkein ha'sheker ein nichnas tachas ha'mispar v'minyan klal. That's why we say that sheker is not included in a number. It has no number to it. It's unlimited. Sheker is unlimited in a sense. Aval hu koruch tomid achara mispar v'aminyan. But it's always connected to, in a sense, it's connected to a number, a count. Ki koidem shenishtal shel hadover milamalo, mebechinas lamala mi'amispar, leze hoilam shebechinas mispar. Because before something came down from the spiritual world, which is above numbers, into the physical world where everything is numbers, before that happened, oz ein shlito klal hasheker, the sheker has no power over it before it's entered into this physical world. Ki ein lo yachizo rak b'mokim shiyesh ribui, because sheker can only attach itself where there's many, where it's ki be'echod ein lo yachizo. In one, sheker has no way to attach itself to it. Kimavur b'hatoyro omer Rabbi Akiva, as Rabbeinu Zal explains there in Torah Nun Aleph. One of the examples that Rabbeinu Zal gives is that when Hashem created Odom Arishon, everything was okay. When there was one person, everything was okay. The minute it became two, the minute there was a Chava, the snake was able to do its thing. It was able to go to Chava, convince her, and the whole world got destroyed, and everything, catastrophe. That's one of the examples and one of the things that Rabbeinu Zal uses to explain this Yisoid, that in one, the Sheker has no Achiza. The minute there's two, you say this is good and this is bad, I say the opposite. I say this is good and that's bad, like the Eitz Sahara does, right? The minute there's good and bad, now the Eitz Sahara is what to do. His job is to sell, to market the bad. How does he market it? By making it looking good, by making it looking great, by making it look much better than the good. V'alkein tzivsa Torah lo seis shkolim daiko b'shvil mispar b'nei Yisrael. This is why the Torah commanded us that each Jew should give a half a shekel in order to count the Jewish people. Kedei sheyogein koyach hatzdoko shelo yeh koyach lasheker lesaches b'mispar chas v'shalom l'kalkuloi. So that the power of tzedakah should serve as a protection for the sheker not to be able to attach itself to the number. We said whenever you're dealing with numbers, the sheker has the ability to grab hold of it. So in order to make a protection against that sheker, we have the tzedakah, the machzis hasheker. Kishom hu koruch tomid, because the sheker is always looking to attach itself where there's numbers. Whereas through the mitzvah of tzedakah, which we learned earlier, creates a clear ear, which allows the dibur of the tzaddik to go to the places it needs to go to, where toiv has been swallowed up by ra, by sitra achra and everything, and to be able to remind that toiv of what it really is, and to get it to to be chozer b'tshuva and thereby break the stranglehold that the ra has on the toiv. Shuv ein lahem koyach l'sachiz b'mispor. When that's happening through the koyach of tzedakah, the sitrachra does not have the ability to grab on to attach itself to the number. Adarabah, just the opposite. It's through the number, based on the large number in the Kedusha, that's what brings about a downfall to the Sitrachra. Kimoitzienes hatoiv mehem, we extract the goodness from them, from the Sitrachra, umachnisen oisei b'mispar tzeva Hashem. And we bring it back to Klal Yisrael. We make it a member. We bring it back as a member of Klal Yisrael, part of Hashem's army. Hamenuyim lefonov mitoy chibosun, who are counted in front of Hashem because of Hashem's love for us. He's always counting to see how many yidden he has. Sheshuv osur lahem liga bohem kanal. And once that happens, once these sparks of kedusha, once these converts, once they're brought into Klal Yisrael and they become part of a number of Klal Yisrael, now the sitrachra can't touch them. Ki hamispor hu bebechinas habechira, because Rav Nosson Salk explains numbers, counting, are associated with bechira, free choice. Vuhu bechinas memutza bein hasheker shehu lamata mehamispor kanal ubein sheirish hakdusha shehu lamala mehamispor kanal. Rav Nosson Salk wants to say that the numbers are something that are in between sheker, which is below the numbers, and the kedusha, the origin of the kedusha, which is above all numbers. It's beyond the level of numbers. Ubekoyach mitzvah hatzdokah shlashkolim nizbate lachizas asat sitrachra me'amispor. And through the act of giving tzedakah, when you're counting Jews, by each Jew donating to the Mishkan, that machzis hashekel, defeats the ability of sitrachra to attach itself to that number, to the number of the Jew. Adarabah, just the opposite. Through the number, we're zoche to extract the good that was trapped within the sitrachra and the sheker, shehem lamato mi'amispor, where we said that the sitrachra and sheker are below mispor, because it's a lie, it's not the real number. And we bring that toiv into Klal Yisrael, into the tzava of Hashem. Shayidei misporom he miskashrin b'shem Hashem, whereby through these numbers, through the 600,000 yidden, or the 3 million, or the 13 million yidden, we attach ourselves to Shem Hashem. V'nichlolim lemala me'amispor, and we plug into Hashem, who is above all numbers and numbering system. Sheshom shoroshenu kanal. That's where our roots are. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'hoyo mispar bnei Yisrael kechol hayom asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer. The number of Jews will be like the grains of sands, which have no number. V'kashi reisha l'seifa. There's a contradiction there. The number of Jews will be can't count. V'achar kach mesayim asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer, which you can't count. The number of Jews can't count. Make up your mind. Which is it? But based on what we just said, you can understand this clearly. Because by counting the Yidden with shkolim, with machzis hashekels, which is tztaka, that's how you plug in the Yidden to Hashem. You connect them to Hashem, who is above all numbers. We attach ourselves to a place which is above counting, which can't be counted. So when you do a counting of Kedusha, when you do a counting the right way, you, number one, you push away the sheker. You make it that the sheker can't be involved. And then you take that counted item and you plug it into Hashem, who is above all numbers. You take it to a level of lamala me'aminyan, lamala me'amispar. Vizehu, this is what the pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, b'mispar shemois, that the Jews should be counted by the number of their names. B'mispar shemois daiko, kitzrichim lo hidia la hatoiv hakovush shmoi daika shehu kolol b'shem Yisrael. Because this goodness that originated in Klal Yisrael and fell into the hands of the Sitra Achra, it fell among the goyim, what do you have to remind it? You're not John, you're Chaim. You're not a goy, you're a yid. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Novi, Ubeshem Yisrael Yechane. He will be called, they'll be called by the name, by Jewish names. And Rashi Kodesh says there, Elu Hagerim. This refers to the converts. Before he was Johnny, and today he's Chaim. Ki kolz man shezoicher hatoiv shmoi, adayin bekal yecholen loitzia misham. Because so long as the good has not forgotten its name, it remembers its name, then you can save it, you can rescue it. Ve'ikra hashikcha mashashecheach hatoiv malosikanal hu mashashecheach es shmoi. And the main forgetting, when we talk about the fact that this goodness forgets how good it is when it forgets its name. When they try to wipe out their name, I'm not Rosenstein, I'm Craig. I'm, you know, Rachmona Litzlan, many of the Jews who came from outside of America, outside the United States, they came from European places. So there were people who told them that if you want to succeed in America, you can't be identified, you can't keep your Jewish identity. What's your Jewish identity? Your Jewish name. You have to make it that you're like a, your name is like all of us, like the Goyim here, Rachmona Litzlan. This is what's brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah, in Mesechtes Chibut HaKever, in the Reishis Chochma, that when a person passes away, if he wasn't a good Jew, that he comes to the court over there in Shemaim, and the first thing they say is, name, what's your name? And they say the person can't think of his name. And if the person doesn't answer his name, he's in big, big trouble. It's a very, very serious problem. Ki ikar hu hashem. Because the most important thing of a yid is his name. Shesharoshoi Shem Hashem. Our names are plugged into Hashem's name. Umi Shemaskir Atzmei Bechol Pam Sheshem Yisrael Nikrolov. A Jew who always reminds himself, look who I am. I'm a yid. I have Hashem's name on me. Shevet Hora Uveini. Hashimoini. The hey and the yud. And the hey in front, the yud and back. Shem, you know, Hashem's name is upon me. Person who realizes that all the time, even if he makes mistakes, even if he falls, even if he does bad things, ki afilu poishe Yisrael, kolz man sheshem Yisrael nikrolov, ki nikra poishe Yisrael, yesh boi hisparus proti kemavur baternal. Because even the worst Jewish sinners, poishe Yisrael they're called. Rabbi Nelson says, as long as he's called a poishe Yisrael, there's still some good in him. Hashem still takes pride in him. He's part of Klal Yisrael. He made a mistake. He's got to get a patch, or he's got to be he needs a carrot to bring him back. But he's still called Poshe Yisrael. As long as he retains that Jewish name, he's part of the Hisparus Proti, the individual pride that Hashem gets from each individual Jew. Umi shemazkir atzmoi bazeh b'chol pam, a person who always reminds himself of this, I'm a yid. My name is Doniel. I have Hashem Kael. I have Hashem's name upon me. My name is Eliezer. I have Hashem's name Kael. Each person has the name of Hashem upon them. Each one of our names come from the Torah Kedosh. It's Shemos of Hashem. Bekal yuchal loshev Hashem isborach. That person can easily come back to Hashem. Ki ein hatoiv shelo yishcheach malosi legamri. Because the goodness in him doesn't forget itself. Doesn't forget that it's good completely. As long as he still realizes that he has a Jewish name. Whereby all the worlds that Hashem created were all created just for us. And it's with us, with our neshamos, that Hashem discussed whether he should go ahead and create the world or not. That's how special we are. Paragraph Tezvov, v'ze b'chinas shvuas b'yoyim ha'chamishim shu'b'chinas shara ha'chamishim ki'adua. Now we explain the holiday of Shavuos, which is the 50th day of the Omer, which corresponds to the 50th gate of Kedusha. as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. Ki arboim v'tishim ha'sfira ozanu mitarem atzmenu v'yotzim mi'arboim v'tisha shari tumah lamem tashari kedusha. Because during the 49 days of the Yomer, we're trying to purify ourselves. We're trying to get ourselves out of the 49 levels of tumah, of impurity, and into the 49 levels of kedusha. ובייום החמישים הוא יום טוב קודש, חג השבוע זה הקודש והנוירו, זמן מתן תורסנו. On the 50th day, it's the great, awesome, holy day, the Hay of Shavuos, the day that Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people on Har Sinai. שעוז מקבלים קדושה וטהרה משאר החמישים. On that day, we receive holiness and purity from the 50th level, from the top of the top. שזה בחינס המקווה של שבועס, שטויב להם וממטהרים עצמנו בשער החמישים, כמו שכוסף בכוונס, ומובה דבר רבנס על בסימן ונבוב. That's the concept of the mikvah, the Alpi Kabbalah, that we go to the mikvah on the night of Shavuos, in the middle of the night, after midnight, towards morning. We go to the mikvah, and we dip in the 50th level, we dip in the Shar HaChamishim, as is brought in the Kisvei Arizal and in Rabbeinu Zal's words in Torah Nun Vav. Ki ikar achizas kol hamispar hu bebechinas shivas yimei abinyan, shehein bechinas shivas yimei bereishis. The main place where you have numbers is the 7 days. When Hashem first created the world, where did the whole number business start from? From day one, day two, day three, day four, through day seven. That's why Hashem put a count on the 6 days of creation. And this is why when it comes to counting the Omer, we count 7 weeks. Sheva kol misheva, which means it's 7 times 7. Because in the beginning there was one Sunday, one Monday, one Tuesday. When we count Sfira, we're counting 7 Sundays, 7 Mondays, 7 Tuesdays. Shehim klal kol hamispar kol b'shusim yabinyam. This includes all the numbers that were in at the beginning of creation and all their variations. Because we know that Sunday is also has part of Monday in it, also has part of Tuesday. Each one has part of the other. Through this mitzvah of counting and counting all the numbers that there are to count from 1 to 7 and 7 different ways, by that we're machnia the sitrachra, which is under the number system, ki ein mis, which is. Which became ein mispar u'minyan u'gvul ha-sheker, because we said there's no limit to sheker, to the sit, there's no boundary. You know, we could say a million different types of sheker about one thing.